The name was Latinized as Merovaeus, and hence the line became known as Merovingian. Merovac and his son, Childeric I, were great warriors and fought bravely against the Visigoths. Following Childeric came his son Clovis I, who went on to unite most of Gaul and the Loire and defeated the Roman ruler, Syagrius, to the joy of almost everybody, or so the propaganda goes. It was Clovis I who adopted the Roman Catholic religion for his nation. Eventually, by the early 7th century, we end up with the infamous Dagobert II. He is also known as Dragobert, coming from the words dragon and bert, which in turn comes from Bara or Para, which means pharaoh. So Dagobert simply means king or pharaoh of the dragons, the serpent king. Dagobert is said to have visited Ireland, a home of serpent worship, and is also said to have married at Renlyshatter, where, incidentally, a ritual skull was found which had a hole in its forehead. Still today, Masons worship the head or skull of Dagobert, calling it Mahomet. It is kept in the convent of the Black Sisters at Mons. The cup that was formed to hold the skull was made into the shape of a chalice. Hence, we have the head of the dragon pharaoh in the chalice. A closer image to the original concepts of the Holy Grail is difficult to imagine. But who is Dagobert, and where did he come from? What makes him so important that his skull should be turned into a grail and then worshipped by the Masons? The year 469 AD, and the Roman Catholic Church makes a pact with Clovis I, King of the Franks, giving him the title New Constantine as a thank you for becoming Christian. This was the beginning of the Holy Roman Empire, which was hoped to last forever. It did not, and by the year 800 AD, the empire was threatened. Dagobert II was a French king from the supposed Grail Merovingian bloodline, and was the last of the Merovingian kings to hold the title of Holy Roman Emperor. These Merovingians are said to be a dynasty of Frank.